Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Monday, February the 14th, 2022. Yeah, that's where we are, 13 minutes past the hour. I'm looking at something here. Well, you know what? This is funny because I don't even know if I can make this announcement on the air, but it truly is something funny going on today. Okay, let me just say this. You guys can look this up on your own. Apparently, it is a national day. You know how we have like National Donut Day and all that? Today is a national day. February the 14th. Now, of course, it's Valentine's Day, but it's also National Something today. And because of that, apparently, Marion Public Health is giving out some samples. Oh, my. Well, to be honest with you, I could talk about it on the air, but it's the most goofy thing in the world. It's not goofy, it's serious, but it's just, it's not something you talk about in, mixed company. So, but if you want to know what I'm talking about, you can go to the health department today. 740-383-9944. Happy Valentine's Day to you, wherever you are. Interesting thing for me, interesting insight there during hour number one. Everybody who called in was a male. Now, I know a lot of females who watch football and so on and so forth, but hope they like the game. Hope they like the outcome. If anybody has anything else to say about that, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Valentine's Day here. Does anybody have anything to say about Valentine's Day? Now, all I want to say about Valentine's Day is that it is not a national holiday. And a lot of people have called it a commercial holiday over the years. The Hallmark holiday, they call it. I don't know, really. What's your feeling on Valentine's Day? Good day, bad day, important as anniversaries, important as birthdays, I don't know. What's your feeling on Valentine's Day? 740-383-9944. Now, I will say this. I saw a ton of people in the grocery store yesterday buying candy and flowers and balloons. Those seem to be the gifts that people buy. But, to be honest with you, they're very fleeting gifts when you think about it. Once you give somebody chocolates, they eat them. And that's that. And once you give somebody flowers, I mean, they're there for a few days, but then they're gone. I guess maybe a card. Is it a card holiday? What do you do for your wife or husband? Or do husbands get anything on Valentine's Day? You know, it seems to be more of a wife holiday. Wife, girlfriend, fiance type of a thing. Do the men get left out on Valentine's Day? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. So if you have anything to say about the Super Bowl or Valentine's Day, give me a buzz here. Now, there is something I wanted to bring up here this morning when it comes to, because there's going to be some things I'm going to have to leave off and get to tomorrow. But this past weekend, I was at Mom Wilson's. Now, has anybody been down to Mom Wilson's? It's on Route 23, right on Route 23, down by Waldo. And they have a lot of fresh meat and fresh cheese, and they sell... Judy's Pies. Judy's Pies. I about said Kathy's Pies. Now, I had never had a Judy Pie. Now, apparently, this is a woman who makes pies. out of her house, apparently. And she sells them at Mom Wilson's, and apparently she also sells them at the GNR. Although, I don't know if that's true or not. I asked a few people over the weekend, and they said, well, they'd heard that she sells them at the GNR, but I don't know if she does or not. It's been a long time since I've been down there for a bologna sandwich. Now, and Judy, I guess, also sells them out of her house. Does anybody know anything about Judy's pies? Apparently, it's like a big thing. And I don't know how Judy's pies became such a big thing. Because she doesn't really do anything that is out of the ordinary. I mean, they just look like pies. Now, Angie and I went there on Saturday, and she got her mom a peach pie. I think it was a peach crumble pie. And she got herself a cherry pie. She likes the cherry pies. And I got my mom, because it had been her birthday last week, I got my mother a caramel apple pie. But has anybody else heard of these Judy's pies? First time I'd ever tried one. To be honest with you, they were okay. I mean, I'm not going to say that Judy's pies are a bad thing. Does anybody know Judy? Who's Judy, by the way? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, it is out of the ordinary. They're very, very, very good pies, in my opinion. I'll stick up that till the cows come home.
Now, have you met Judy?
I know Judy personally, yes.
Well, tell Judy she needs to come on this show and let her know how it all happened.
Well, Judy isn't that type of person, and I'm not speaking for her, but there's a lot of great people that don't want to come on to no show, no TV, or they don't want any hip, hip, hooray for what they do. But she, as a woman, had been through a lot of different things in her life, and one of them was being able to make a delicious pie. And even the looks of the thing, I think that I could be very well versed in saying, if you didn't even like pie, you would have to eat that pie because they're just beautiful looking, and they're huge, man. And boy, I tell you, just stop in the GNR and go there and ask them for them. They got a big thing there. You can eyeball them. You can get your nose right up there and look at them, and you can get any kind you want there. And they're reasonably priced. I think for a big piece like that, I think maybe I'm talking about $3. And I'm telling you, if that ain't a $3, you can have that, and you're really satisfied. Yes, her husband grew up with my wife down in the West End, and Judy and them are very respectable people, and she started doing them in her house, that's correct, but she don't cook anymore, but her grandchildren took over the business.
Oh, so these really aren't Judy's pies anymore?
Yes, they are Judy's pie, because it's such a sensational pie, and it was a lot of hard work and everything. She carries the label, but her daughters were taught by her, so that's almost the same as saying Judy's granddaughter's pie. So we have to put the emphasis on that, which we do not, because Judy is the founder of that.
Now, so, did you know they sell them over at Mom Wilson's?
I don't know nothing about Mom Wilson's. Most generally what I like to talk to, I don't want to sound too possessive, but that's what happened. She said, he said, they said. And that's going around so much that it's just pitiful. But yes, she's the one that done that, and got me off track, daggone it, sticking up for her. But she's retired, just like a lot of others. And when people retire from a thing that they've done a name for and enjoyed, and everybody talks about it, why the credit ought to go to the founder of it, and that's the way it is.
You know, we used to have pie contest, and you know what I was thinking the other day? Maybe later on this month, we can get a Judy pie, we can get a Kroger pie, and we can get, I'm trying to think of someplace else that has pies. Perkins sells pies. And we'll get three different pies, but we won't tell people where the pies came from. And maybe we'll get three judges in here, and we'll see which people prefer. I'd be interested to know, because people always say they don't like store-bought pie. Well, I think it's because they know it's store-bought pie. I think if you didn't tell them it was store-bought pie, I don't think they would know.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't want to get in competition with any other people. I'm not saying there isn't any other people, but Pi, you got a real good friend there that delivers them, hand delivers them.
Oh, if she got in the contest, it'd be lights out.
Well, you know what? Now I can relate Judy's pies with her because the lady that brings you a pie or her husband does the legwork there, that she was the president of the senior center down there. So we ate Judy's pie, and we also ate Judy's food down there, and it was some of the most delicious food. So the next time, it wouldn't be the next time, but you wouldn't have to ask her. But the president down there was the one that makes the pies for you, so I'll brag on her, too. She's a good gal.
Hey, thank you.
I'm going to get out of here. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, well, there's somebody sticking up for Judy herself. And I'm not saying anything bad about Judy. I had never had Judy's pies. I just did not know that they sold them at the GNR. There was a lot of question about that. Is that the pie that they sell at the GNR, Judy's pies? And apparently, they do. So does anybody else know anything more about Judy's pies? They were okay. I mean, I'm not saying they were bad. To be honest with you, I didn't have any of the caramel apple. I gave that to my mom, and she'd have to tell you about that. I didn't get a piece of that. But I did have a piece of the peach pie, and I had a piece of the cherry pie. Now, I will tell you, now, Angie likes the cherry pie. She thinks that's the greatest pie in the world. I'm not a big cherry person. But I do like a good peach pie. And the peach pie was good. So, Judy's Pies, there's something I learned this past week. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about Judy's Pies? And then there's always Mary's Pies over in Pfeiffer Station. Now, when I was down at Mom Wilson's, they have recipe cards there. Now, again, Mom Wilson's is on Route 23 down by Waldo. Small little place off to the... Well, if you're going south, it's on the left side of the road. Now, one recipe jumped out at me, and I have it in front of me here. Mom Wilson's sauerkraut salad. Now, does anybody remember Charlie talking about sauerkraut salad? That, for some reason, this is a very good thing. Now, I've never had sauerkraut salad. Sauerkraut's okay, but a sauerkraut salad does not sound all that good to me. But apparently, the whole sauerkraut salad thing started years ago on radio, many years ago, 40, 50 years ago, when Madge was on the air, and people apparently were calling in recipes for sauerkraut salad. Now, if you want the Mom Wilson recipe for sauerkraut salad, I'll give it to you because I have it right in front of me here. But here's the recipe for sauerkraut salad. 1 cup vinegar, 2 cups white sugar, heat and dissolve, pour over 1 pound drained sauerkraut, 1 can dried bean sprouts, 1 cup diced celery, 1 cup green peppers, 1 cup diced onions, chill 24 hours and serve. Keeps for 2 to 3 weeks, and it's a probiotic. So you need vinegar, sugar, sauerkraut, bean sprouts, celery, green peppers, onions. Does anybody like sauerkraut salad anymore? That sounds like a thing that might have gone by the wayside. Kind of like the people who liked the Super Bowl show last night. They probably would have no interest in sauerkraut salad. But does anybody know anything about sauerkraut salad? There's the recipe from Mom Wilson's for sauerkraut salad. And you can check the website for that recipe. Or buy a transcript of this show and you can get the Mom Wilson sauerkraut salad recipe. I like recipes. I think they're fascinating. And the one for sauerkraut salad was apparently all the rage for a while. Now, what became of it? I have no idea, but that jumped out at me last weekend down at Mom Wilson's. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the Super Bowl? Any thoughts on Valentine's Day? Any thoughts of Judy's pies or sauerkraut salad? Would love to hear your thoughts. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp is on today from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. And Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 until 5 p.m. All right. Well, I said I would do a little, you know, it's Valentine's Day. I said I would do a little bit of Family Feud for Valentine's Day. Hopefully we'll have some giveaways here pretty soon. Now, we had a tough category last Friday, so I'm going to give you this tough category, to be honest. Here was the category. Well, you know what? Let's see if we can get these answers. I want to get these answers within the next 10 minutes, and then we'll move on to the next category because I really like the next category. What would the world's least romantic husband give to his wife for Valentine's Day? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you know what? I'm not satisfied with that football game when I said about the coming into the second half of the game that Bengal player took the face mask and that. Did you actually see that, or maybe you was doing something and you didn't really see that? As far as they didn't, that wasn't much to replay on that at all or anything. Did you really see that play?
No, I didn't see that play.
I didn't think you did because you didn't do it, and I didn't hear anybody else that called in about the football play. But, yeah, that relates right back to the whole game, Scott. That was a awarded touchdown to the Bengals, but it was illegal as can be when the receiver was going down there and the defender coming up, the receiver, the ball still in the air, had a hold of his face mask and pushed it, which I think is awful because you could break, that's deliberately right in your neck. You could break somebody's neck and kill them. But he done that, and there's no referee. I mean, it happened right there the second half. If you was doing something right there and didn't get to your seat right then, it was over with. And there was nothing said or anything, you know, no announcer or anything picked up on that or anything. But that would have been a touchdown that was awarded to the Bengals would have been a justification of the turnout at the end of that because they wouldn't have had that 6 points alone, the extra point there. But the 6 points was a guaranteed not because they'd have said, you know, it was just illegal. The sportsman, whatever they wanted to call face masking, you know, I'd say it's unsportsmanlike conduct when you do that to a fellow player for injury or something. Anyhow, I'll get off here. But Scott, yeah, Judy's pies, it isn't that far away, Scott. And you can go down there. They got the hours there at the GNR. Go in there and sit down, and or go look at the pie rack and say, I'll take that, and that, and you can take them home. And you can enjoy them and, or eat one there. But you have to try them there at the GNR. I know for a fact those were made by her granddaughters. Now, the rest of them may falsify Judy pie, and maybe it isn't the ones. But I know those come from Judy's grandchildren, and Judy was the one that originated that and done them for good many years.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call on in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe I should do Scott's Jell-O cottage cheese whipped cream surprise. Go ahead, caller.
How about a can opener or a coffee pot?
No can opener or coffee pot, but there is something that would... could be in the kitchen.
Okay,
thank you. The Family Feud category this morning is, what would the world's least romantic husband give to his wife for Valentine's Day? Now, the answers we have are cash and a vacuum cleaner. But there are three other answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Going to let this category go for about another 8 minutes. This has been a tough one for people. And then if we don't get this, I'm going to move on to the next one, because the next one's kind of funny for Valentine's Day. What would the world's least romantic husband give to his wife for Valentine's Day? We've got cash and a vacuum cleaner. Cash was the number one answer. Vacuum cleaner was the number three answer. What are the other three answers? Now, one of these does have to do with, let's say, the kitchen. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What would the world's least romantic husband give to his wife for Valentine's Day? We've got a cash gift, I guess, and a vacuum cleaner. What are the other three answers? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here on this Valentine's Day 2022. Another Valentine's Day has come upon us here today. See, this category stumped people on Friday as well. I think we might have stumped everybody again today. Kind of a hard category for whatever reason. Would you give somebody a Judy pie for Valentine's Day? Would a romantic husband give his wife a Judy pie? Who knows? You know, went to Chick-fil-A, too, this past weekend down in Polaris. I like Chick-fil-A. I think they have one of the best salads in the world. But they've changed it a little bit. Still a good salad. Still a very good salad. I get the grilled chicken salad, but it's a little different than it used to be. I was trying to think the last time I got it. I think it was last summer. But it's a little different now, but it was fun to go down to Polaris and have the salad down at Chick-fil-A. Does anybody have any guesses on this Valentine's Day question? What would the world's least romantic husband give his wife for Valentine's Day? We've got a cash gift and a vacuum cleaner. Does anybody know the other three answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answers? Or would you like to talk about the Super Bowl or Valentine's Day in general? You know what might be going on? People might be running out right now to the store to get those Valentine's Day gifts. Chocolates, flowers, balloons, the typical Valentine's Day fare. Now, Valentine's Day also is a day that I think people get married. I think a lot of weddings happen today. Seems to me like I've known a few people over the years who got married on Valentine's Day. So I don't know if there's any weddings going on in Marion today or not. A lot of dates will go on. The restaurants will be busy tonight. You know, I wasn't sure if the restaurants would be busy over the weekend or not. Now, last night, of course, most restaurants were not busy because of the Super Bowl, and I did not think a lot of people, certainly in Ohio, would be celebrating Valentine's Day last night because of the Super Bowl, but maybe on Saturday. I don't know if people went out on Saturday or not, or will they wait for tonight? Will they wait for Monday to celebrate Valentine's Day? All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What would the world's least romantic husband give to his wife for Valentine's Day? We've got a cash gift and a vacuum cleaner. Does anybody else have a guess? Are the phone lines working this morning? We've hit kind of a dead spell here this morning. You know what I think what's going on is I think a lot of schools today are probably having Valentine's Day parties where the grandparents can come in or the parents can come in and they bring a treat for all the students and so on and so forth. Oh, and the Valentine's cards. Do they still do that in the schools with the Valentine's cards? I don't know if they do that or not. I hope they still do it. You know, I don't see a lot of those for sale at the stores anymore, but from time to time you see it. Not quite the... Remember, you used to have to get a shoebox. You used to have to go to the shoe stores and get a shoebox, cut a hole in the top of it, decorate it, and then you would pass out the Valentines, and heaven forbid if somebody did not get a Valentine. You know, with the lack of shoe stores in town anymore, I don't even know where you get a shoebox. Does anybody know where you would get a shoebox? I don't... Walmart and Meijer, I guess, still have shoe departments, but pretty much all the shoe stores have went by the wayside. Here in Marion, Shubilee is no longer in the mall. Payless is gone. Foot Locker's gone. Finish Line's gone. Elder Beerman used to have a shoe department. They're gone. It's all changing. 740-383-9944. Are our phones even working this morning? I think we have a dial tone. Usually when we play Family Feud, we get a ton of calls. Are we just having an off morning? Somebody give us a buzz. We just got a call there from Ted about the Super Bowl, but apparently we have wiped out here this morning. What an odd morning. Well, you know what? A lot of people probably stayed up late last night watching the Super Bowl as well. Stayed up late watching the Super Bowl. Stayed up late... watching the Olympics, which were on right after the Super Bowl and before the Super Bowl. Maybe that's what's happened. You know, the phone is not ringing at all. I wonder if people are not able to get in. Again, give us a buzz if you're out there. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, here comes a call. Thank goodness we might be saved. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be some kind of a power tool?
Not a power tool, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not a power tool. Well, at least we know the phones are working at this point. Thank goodness for that. Although, apparently, this is a very difficult category. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about some pots and pans?
Pots and pans. Let's see here. No pots and pans, but a good guess.
Huh.
No pots and pans. What would the world's least romantic husband give to his wife for Valentine's Day? Maybe it's just a hard category. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the answers here because I think this is kind of difficult. Well, let me give you hints. I'll give you big, heavy hints. Okay, let's say this is something that a lot of people will give today. If you don't give somebody chocolate and you don't give them flowers and you don't give them a balloon, what might you give them? What might you give somebody today? All right, go ahead, caller.
I always heard don't give your Valentine something to plug in because it usually means work on the other end.
Well, you know, I tell you, there is something on this list that has a plug.
Yeah, probably. Wash machine, iron, whatever.
Well, a washing machine would fall into this. It's large appliances.
Oh, that'll work.
Apparently, those are not romantic gifts.
Only if they don't work.
Apparently.
Yes. Hey, I got a name for pies, and that's Carlisle's.
Oh, you know, it's weird because recently I had a Carlisle pie. When was that? It wasn't last week. I think it was the week before. I had a pie over at the Carlisle. And everybody raves about their pies, too. And, you know, I thought they were okay. I thought it was good.
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah.
Usually she makes her own crust. And I have heard that she makes like 35 pies a day.
Really?
And if you want pie, you better place... when you place your order, because they're going to be gone by the time you get to the dessert. No, she's made pies for a long, long time, and they're delicious. So I just wanted to throw that out.
No, hey, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye.
Now, it's kind of interesting because I can go a lifetime without eating pie. And within the last 2 or 3 weeks, I have had the Carlisle pie, which allegedly is very good pie. And now I've had a Judy pie, which allegedly is a very good pie. Now, maybe I just don't know anything about pies, because to me, honestly, I don't know. I just have never... I guess these pies did not jump out at me. Let me put it that way. If I was going to say who has the best pies, it would be Phyllis out there. Now, that's a pie that I have found absolutely delicious. But, you know, I've had the pie at Carlisle, and I've had Judy's pie now, and it just does not, I don't know, it doesn't, like, jump out at me. And apparently, Judy's pies are sold at the GNR. What is so good about these Judy's pies? Maybe that's what you should get somebody for Valentine's Day today. A Judy's pie. If you are the world's least romantic husband, go get a Judy pie or a Carlisle pie, and your wife will love you forever. 740-383-9944. Or your girlfriend, or somebody else in your life. Can you imagine? I wish I could elaborate more on this, but I really don't want to get into it on the air. But did any... You know, we all have these national days. National Pancake Day. National Wear Your Hat Backwards Day. National Donut Day. Did anybody know that Valentine's Day had a national day associated with it? And if you go to the health department today, you'll know all about that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, we might as well put a little humor in the show also. One thing about the pies you receive, they're free.
Well, that is true. My favorite type of pie is a free pie.
Yeah, and you know what? That's with everything. Whenever you get anything free, it tastes or smells or tastes good and all that, you know, because the word free is on it. And boy, don't you like the attraction of the word free throughout all the things you buy and stuff anymore. Buy one and get one free. That's like at a facility where you work. You know, I got to look and look. They never tell what the price of the one you buy. And actually, I found out one day, and it covers the price of the free one plus a little more extra. I wanted to bring that subject up. You have a little dull spot there in the show. How about the price increase at the fast foods and everything? I stopped the other day and I said, I'll take a small fry. And she said, okay, and what else? And I told her, and she and the fry was $1.99. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, there on the marquee it says $1.39. She said, the price went up. Isn't it surprising how the marquee is not changed, but the price goes up, and if you get in line and go up, you go, wow. That seems different, but I think a lot of people, they don't care. They don't bother the inflation because they don't even look and see how much they had differential in what they bought the other day. Isn't that surprising the way things are going now?
Well, it is, but you know, now here's a question for you. Now, on Valentine's Day, do you get your coworkers anything?
Well, it's up to whatever you feel like doing on Valentine's Day, Carol. I've been married here, I always say it and emphasize on it because I'm very proud of it, 60 years. You know what happened today on Valentine's Day this morning?
What's that?
I had it marked on my calendar and stuff. Well, I mean, I've seen it on the calendar and stuff. We don't live by a calendar. A lot of people say, wait a minute, I'll check my calendar and see if I'm doing this. But I just looked at it yesterday there, and I thought Valentine's Day, and I mentioned it to Carol. She said, yeah. And so this morning, as soon as you cracked the mic and stuff and said it's Valentine's Day, I rolled over there and said, hey, honey, happy Valentine's. She said the same to you. So that's the way we celebrate it.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, same to you, Scott. You're entitled to that. So how many people said happy Valentine's Day to you today? So from Carol and I, happy Valentine's Day, buddy.
Thank you. To you as well. All right, happy Valentine's Day. 740-383-9944. You know, that's an interesting thing as well. Who do you buy Valentine's Day gifts for? It's kind of like the people you send Christmas cards to. Who do you send them to? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here this morning. WWGH Radio. And isn't it funny how everybody always says, I don't want anything for Valentine's Day? But if you really did not get them anything for Valentine's Day, you'd hear about it. It would come up. 740-383-9944. I'm starting to feel like maybe I just don't have a feel for pies. Because the Carlisle and Judy's pies did not, like, set me off. Go ahead, caller.
I thought it was National Heart Day.
Is it National Heart? I know National Heart Day is in February. Now, let me...
I thought they were talking about the other day.
Let me see here. Let me look this up real quick. You know, I could say on the air what day this, that I was informed. Oh, I say, if you go to the health department today, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's very strange to be, I don't even know, that this day would fall today. Let me see here. Okay. February 14th. Is a, well, it's national, looks like national, let's see here, National Organ Day, National No One Eats Alone Day, National Ferris Wheel Day, National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day, so I guess it's a few national days.
Evidently. Well, anyway, I thought that was a guess. I know they were wearing red, really, the other day on Channel 10, and they're talking about heart.
I think, you know, February is actually National Heart Month.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks for calling. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's.
Thank you. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And I just checked. On the national day that has to do with the health department. And, now let me see here. Now maybe it's February the 13th and they're celebrating this year because the 13th was on a Sunday. Okay. Yeah, I think it's actually February the 13th was the national day that I'm talking about, which, we'll get into that some other time. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All I've got to say is, if you know what I'm talking about, go to the health department today, and everything will be hunky-dory. Okay, does anybody have anything to say about Valentine's Day, the Super Bowl? Anything else going on in the world? Okay, I think we're getting a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Money.
Money, yes. Cash is still number one on the list. It's a bad gift to give if you're a bad husband.
Did you already have that?
Yeah, we have cash, a vacuum cleaner, and a large appliance, but we still have two other ones.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. What would an unromantic husband get his wife for Valentine's Day? We still have two more answers here. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. Okay, here, another one has to do... It's a thing you give to a lot of people. It'll be big in the schools today. Go ahead, caller.
He would get her nothing.
Nothing, yes. Number five on the list. Now, how many husbands do you think will be getting nothing today for people?
Probably not many, and if it is, he's in the doghouse.
That's right. There won't be any marriage tomorrow. Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Yes, nothing was on the list at number five. You don't want to show up with nothing. 740-383-9944, 51 minutes past the hour. What would a bad husband not want to get his wife for Valentine's Day? Go ahead, caller.
about some clothes?
Not clothes, but that's a good guess. Not clothes, but this is something that a lot of people get on Valentine's Day. It's very popular in the schools. Now remember, we have cash, we have a vacuum cleaner, large appliance, nothing, of course, is never very popular. Go ahead, caller. Nope, we lost that caller. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz back. We'll get you on the air here. What would the least romantic husband give to his wife for Valentine's Day? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Just a card?
A card! Can you believe that? Apparently, if you give your wife a card, it's doghouse time on Valentine's Day. Who knew?
Who knew?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Those are the answers. What would the least romantic husband give to his wife for Valentine's Day? It's cash, a card, a vacuum cleaner, a large appliance, and nothing. Those are the least romantic gifts for Valentine's Day. Cash, card, vacuum cleaner, large appliance, and nothing. We've got about 7 minutes left in the show today, and I'm so glad we're about to be joined by the person we're about to be joined by, because I want to get his thoughts as an Ohio resident on that Super Bowl last night. Holy mackerel, as well as, hey, Valentine's Day. It is the day of love here around the world. He is a man who I love, a frequent visitor to this program. I don't think he's been on since January the 6th, so it's going to be good to hear his voice. He is known for his voice, but he should be known for his broadcast ability, which is unparalleled in the state of Ohio, the United States, and maybe the world. One of my all-time favorite people. Happy Valentine's Day to the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Ted, happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Valentine's Day to the fine staff and, of course, the management. And I love you, Scott. Yes, I do. I extend the biggest heartfelt wishes on this Valentine's Day.
So, Ted, do you agree with our survey here? Least romantic gifts a husband would give a wife, cash, card, vacuum cleaner, large appliance, and nothing.
Are that choices? I wouldn't give for Valentine's any household products, that's for sure. And if that was all I had to do, then, you know, I would just give a heartfelt signature on a beautiful card and some candy.
Now, Ted, do you have a Valentine's Day maybe from your childhood as giving cards that sticks out in your mind?
Yeah, I do. In the sixth grade, I gave my first little girlfriend, well, not girlfriend, but she was a girl that I had tried to pursue in grammar school, and I gave her some candy. However, I left it on the heater in the school, and I just sat it up there with my books, and it fell to the side of the heater, and when she opened it, it was smeary mess.
So not a good Valentine's Day.
Not a good one. No, not a good one. But she did end up liking me, and so that was my first little girlfriend crush.
Now, anything going on this year for Valentine's Day, Ted?
Well, you know, I have to say, yesterday marked Kathy's, it would have been Kathy, my significant other, her 61st birthday. Her birthday was yesterday. And, you know, this marks 1 year since she's been gone officially, 1 year. And then March 20th, she died. She turned 60 last year, and 1 month later, she passed away. So it's kind of bleak, you know, and but I'm going to go out here and try to bring some smiles, as I always do. Wherever I'm at, I end up bringing smiles to otherwise very stern people.
I would agree. Well, Ted, we're, and certainly we send our thoughts to you on a tough Valentine's Day, but what about this Super Bowl? Did you watch this thing last night?
Absolutely, I did. Absolutely. And, of course, I was rooting for our state of Ohio's team, the Bengals and all, but, you know, Burroughs had his job cut out for him. And early on, I noticed that the Rams were taking advantage of the passing game. And so, I kept saying to myself, the Bengals need to get somebody on those receivers and so forth. But it just ended up reminding me of many of the San Francisco 49ers and the Bengals, how they shut us down so much. But we gave a valiant effort, and my hats go off to the Bengals and their well wishes and all, but yeah, I don't beat people, so I didn't lose nothing on the game, that's for sure. I
was. Ted, what about this call? In the last 90 seconds of the game, the Bengals still had the lead. The Rams were down there within scoring distance, and all of a sudden these referees start throwing flags like nobody's business.
Yeah. It was kind of a touch and go with that. You know, I was like, my God, what in the hell is going on? But I tried to do it. I tried to still keep the faith that it was going to happen.
You know, the final play of the game was a very interesting one. You had Burroughs out there, 1 yard, and the Bengals still had timeouts. They were, I mean, it would have been a long field goal, 68 yards, but they were within it, 1 yard to go, and they tried to throw the ball. Why in the world would you do that?
You know, I think that was a bad coach's call, you know, and it's a lot to be desired sometimes when the you know, the coaches and the coordinators and all get messed up. You know, it was a bad call, it was a bad move, and I think they lost their desire to continue to win, you know.
Well, it seemed to me as if they put so much on this kid, this quarterback, Burroughs, and I think they thought he could do anything, and to get sacked in the last play of the football game, he just looked devastated.
Yeah, it was, he really did want to come home with this, a ring and a championship. But I can say they've had some. Nobody expected them to be in this position. Nobody except expected them to be in the Super Bowl. But so, you know, in itself, they're still winners, man, you know.
Yeah, I think we can't discount that. Now, Ted, a little advice here with 90 seconds left to go. For all the people who have not bought a Valentine's gift for their significant other right now, what should they get to the store and do last minute?
Well, I tell you, you know, old standby candy is one, you know. But if you're trying to, if your significant other is trying to lose weight and all, that's a bad call. So, what I think they should do is go to a store and pick up something that they really, really are aware of. That you know, that they're aware of, that they're. I'm sure during the past year that their wife or their girlfriend or whatever had mentioned, like, oh, I wish I had that, or oh, I'd give anything to get one of those, or whatever. Try to remember in the back of your head what that individual decided or desired to want in this valiant love day.
Well, and Ted, the final question, which is the age-old question involved in Valentine's Day, if your significant other, be it male or female, says, oh, you don't have to get me anything, is that true or not?
No. Don't get something. Get something, because, you know, they'll think that someone of their girlfriends or one of their friends, guy friends or whatever, will say, hey, man, look, my woman bought me, or hey, man. And they want to be able to do the same. So don't let them say, oh, don't get me nothing, I'll be fine. You know, don't spend your money or waste your money on me. Get something. Get a nice big-ass card or get something.
You got it. Ted, I'm so glad you made it in this morning. Happy Valentine's Day to you, and we will talk very soon.
Thank you. Hey, can you call me after your airship?
I certainly can.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Bye-bye. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Well, I want to wish everybody out there who may be a little bleary-eyed this morning after that Super Bowl, even though it didn't go late, but you might have watched the celebration. But happy Valentine's Day to you and your significant others and your families and everybody involved. I hope you have the most wonderful Valentine's Day. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp is up next, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. And then we have a Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 until 5 p.m. But for now, for Judy's Pies and the Carlisle Pies and Phyllis Shirk's Pies and the Man with the Golden Voice and the Super Bowl and all that other stuff, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Fine. Let it go and be well. But that show, I thought the Jersey Shore was not a particular...